This is Vince Carter, a North Carolina Tar Heel for life. You're listening to the Sports Sound Off with JT. You don't know about it, learn about it.
Covering it all, from the players who play the games to the stories that surround them, you're listening to JT Sounding Off on ESPN Radio 730 Charlotte and the ESPN Radio app. It is time for the Sports Sound Off Show. Your host JT's covering it all. From the players who play the games to the stories that surround them, get interactive. Sound off on Twitter at JT Sounds Off or on Facebook. The Sports Sound Off Show. Your team, your voice, your show. JT Sounds Off. Next.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You ready, JT?
Good morning. Let's go. Let's go. Hello. Come on. Good morning. Hello. Good morning. Know you've been waiting. Time for it. Cause I see you watching. So let's go. Let's get it popping.
Yeah, let's get it going. Good morning and welcome inside the Sports Sound Off Show. JT here on ESPN 730 and ESPN730.com. Hope everyone's having a good weekend out there as we make the final stretch. Christmas next week. I hope everybody's got the shopping done and you're all safe out there getting ready to enjoy the holiday. Good to have you inside the program. Love to hear from you. 704-332-0173. Wish to sound off live on this show. Again, your number to do so, 704-332-0173. You can also sit back, relax, and get interactive via the social media networks here on the Sports Sound Off Show. We're on Facebook and on Twitter. You can tweet the show at JT Sounds Off. Lots to cover today as Johnny Manziel is making an appearance in the Queen City. Oh, yeah. Here comes Johnny. Watch out. Johnny Football, we welcome you to Charlotte, and we hope you have another one of those performances as your big debut from a week ago in the National Football League. Should be a lot of fun as the Carolina Panthers in control of their own destiny in some sort of fashion, as we were discussing that throughout the pre-show with KB. Obviously, they went out. They need some help, though. They need the Saints to lose. The Saints got a big one today with the Atlanta Falcons. So, intriguing football in the NFC South. Who saw that coming? Who saw that one coming? KB, if I told you a month ago that we'd be here in the final 2 weeks of the season and football would matter in the NFC South, what would your reaction have been?
Absolutely not.
JT, you're crazy, man. There is no way the Panthers got a shot. No way. Oh, they do. Really good shot, too. Cam Newton going to be returning to the field, it looks like, today, barring any setbacks. So good to have Cam back, and we'll see if he can kind of pick up where Derek Anderson left off. Going to be a lot of fun, a lot on the line, especially from a personal standpoint with a couple of players chasing 1,000-yard receivings for the season in Greg Olsen and Calvin Benjamin. So all eyes on the Carolina Panthers today. That's if he can squeeze it in. If he can squeeze it in, because I know everybody's out there just hustling and bustling trying to get those final gifts for Christmas. But I got a feeling you guys are going to make some time, especially to go out there and see Johnny Manziel. Who's not excited to see Johnny? KB, you excited? Johnny Manziel's in town?
Oh, I'll be watching.
You'll be watching. Well, of course you are, because your Giants don't play till 4:15, so you'll definitely be watching. But let's say the Giants are playing at 1 o'clock. Are you watching still?
During the Giants commercial break.
Commercial break.
And then for me, it always works out that it'll be the Carolina offense.
Excellent. Yeah. So it should be a lot of fun, especially to see this Panthers defense just feast on Johnny Football. I don't know. I really don't see him doing much better than he did last week. Does anybody else out there see a different performance from Johnny Manziel? I don't think that he's had enough time. Don't think he's had enough time. And I know there's some weaknesses with this secondary. There's just no way he can burn the Panthers. No way, right?
Well, he can't play worse.
No, he can't play worse. You're right about that. I guess that's the positive thing if you're a Browns fan. And there are plenty of Brown fans here in Charlotte and the surrounding area. Are there not? Wow, plenty of Cleveland Brown fans. As a matter of fact, there's a couple of Cleveland Brown sports bars in town as well. That should be interesting. Should be real interesting. But the bottom line is Panthers need to win. And then the Saints with the Falcons. Of course, we need New Orleans to lose today. And then we get the big showdown with Atlanta next week. But, hey, just take care of business here against Cleveland and let the chips fall wherever they may. Should be a lot of fun. We'll get to our predictions in our NFL six-pack a little bit later on in the show. Sports Sign-Off Show, JT signing off here on ESPN 730. All right, let me ask you this. Everybody ever have that moment in life where you take a step outside of your house and take a look over to the left, maybe a look over to the right, and you notice your neighbor's got a new set of wheels. And you're just thinking, where in the world did that come from? Didn't see it coming. Oh, no, Jimmy's got a new set of wheels and you want to go play. You want to ride in the sports car. Yeah. Didn't mention it. Nothing at the office. Nothing at the holiday party the other week. But boy, you just woke up and there it is. Brand new sports car. I think that's how everybody feels about the San Diego Padres. Padres got themselves a couple of sports cars, as a matter of fact. And they are nice, shiny toys as general manager of just a limited time. GM A.J. Preller has done an impeccable job with the San Diego Padres retooling that outfield. I mean, can you think about it? Think about the reaction of the Dodgers and Diamondbacks and Giant fans. Well, maybe not the Giant fans. Giant fans are still recovering from the World Series. They're like, yeah, you can do whatever you want to do. We got the rings. We're still shining up the rings. We're enjoying the World Series still. We don't care what the Padres are doing. Everybody else, though. Everybody else is like, where did this come from? Matt Kemp? Justin Upton from the Atlanta Braves? Will Myers from the Tampa Bay Rays? Unbelievable. A.J. Preller, San Diego Padres general manager since August. Now, you want to talk about first impressions. That's making a good first impression right there. Yeah, not too bad. A.J. Preller reeling him in. I don't know if he was going for the Bass Pro Shop tournament or if he was actually here to play baseball. But either way, A.J. Preller making some deals for the Padres. And this is the young guy, too. Young guy. Good-looking young guy, too. Doing his thing. Went to Cornell. And now he's the general manager of the San Diego Padres, which doesn't really seem like the ideal first job in Major League Baseball. I mean, think about it. If you had your choice, where are the Padres on that list? Gotta believe that they're at the bottom. But here come the Padres. A.J. Preller gets the job. And I would love to talk to A.J. Preller because my first question, or one of my first questions would be, all right, so you get the job as a Padre, a general manager. Did you imagine you'd have this much money at your disposal? I mean, where did this come from? I understand it's all about the Benjamins, but since when did the San Diego Padres have enough money to throw around like the New York Yankees all of a sudden? Or the LA Dodgers? I mean, the Dodgers have been trying to get over the hump for years now. Spending some of the most money in Major League Baseball, right up there with the Yankees and the Red Sox. I think actually they're the most valued team now in Major League Baseball, as a matter of fact. And they can't seem to get things right. I mean, this looks like he turned on his PlayStation 4 and did a fantasy baseball draft on MLB The Show. Yeah, I'll take Kemp, Upton, and Myers, please. Seriously, AJ, I mean, we liked having those kind of high expectations as well, but no. That's exactly what he did. Exactly what he did. He went out and got the biggest names to play outfield for the San Diego Padres. I don't know how it's all going to translate in that ballpark at Petco Park, but that's not too shabby. And I'm on Twitter last night during the Chargers and 49ers game, and just left and right, A.J. Preller, please help the Chargers. Yeah, they're calling for the guy. Great story. Absolutely phenomenal. And his 7-year-old son, who's a big Matt Kemp fan, he had a real good story telling his son about that, that he was actually able to get Matt Kemp. Actually, his son, Colby, is 5. So, correction. 5-year-old son, Colby, made the call to him and said, hey, I got you Matt Kemp for your birthday. How cool is that? Your dad calls you up. He's the general manager of a baseball team. And he just happens to get your favorite baseball player on your team. Unbelievable. So cool. So cool. So things are looking good for the San Diego Padres, at least on paper. At least on paper, but you got to be excited. You got to redo that Christmas list. You've got one final or two final days of shopping. Yeah, honey, remember I told you I wanted nothing to do with a Padres jersey? Well, on second thought, I'm reconsidering. So if you can FedEx one here from MLB.com, that would be great.
Put her on the holiday scramble.
Mm-hmm. Get to the mall. Why? What's wrong? I'm done. Shopping is finished. I'm not going back to the mall. No. I need you to go to the local mall.
Yes, you are.
I need my Matt Kemp jersey. Now. Will Myers. Justin Upton. Oh, heck with it. Just get one of each. All of a sudden. Padres wheeling and dealing. I thought this was funny. His son, that A.J. Preller's son, when he told him he got Matt Kemp, of course he was excited. You got to imagine. But his next response was, can you get me Josh Hamilton next? A typical kid reaction. You know, you can never have enough toys, right?
Hey, Santa can only do so much.
Any way we can get Josh Hamilton on line two, please? Sorry. We don't want him. No. We don't want him. He gets hurt a lot. No. Just have fun with Matt Kemp. You guys can hang out in spring training, and we'll take you to the ballpark. You know, it'll be great. But that's cool. That's got to be awesome. You're the son of a baseball general manager, and you get to hang out at the ballpark, and now you've got Matt Kemp, your favorite player, right there. That's pretty cool. JT signing off ESPN Radio 730 Charlotte. So good story there, as Preller has done a phenomenal job. As a matter of fact, I got to throw him into the Bang Bang of the Week nominee. Got to do it. Tweet me at JT Sounds Off. Love to hear from you. Got a Bang Bang of the Week you want to throw in there? As we give some love to a sports athlete or a sports story, and that one definitely ranks right up there with the best of them. Also got the Milk Carton Award coming up. A couple of really good nominees. We'll put someone on the back of the milk carton, or a few people. You guys can choose the headliner. That's coming up later on in the show as well. An intriguing six-pack, as we've got a number of NFL games on the schedule today with high playoff implications. Big time. This just in, the San Diego Chargers are still alive. Still alive after rallying from a 21-point deficit yesterday against the San Francisco 49ers. That was pretty impressive. Colin Kaepernick running for 90 yards, and then the Chargers said, that's enough. There will be no more scoring by the 49ers. Absolutely not. You're done. You are done. 704-332-0173. Again, the number to sound off live on this show, 704-332-0173. We'll get to the phone calls momentarily. All right, I got to take a quick time out here on the show. Coming up on the other side is a local guy tearing it up on the Pro Bowling Association. Connor Pickford sounds off next as he joins us. Stay tuned for that. Looking forward to the conversation. Connor Pickford, again, on the other side of the quick timeout. This is JT sounding off, ESPN 730 and the ESPN radio app. Get a new Lennox system from Quality Comfort Heating and Air Conditioning and fill your home with air that's the ideal temperature and humidity every second of the day, every day of the year. Call Quality Comfort Heating and Air Conditioning at 704-821-6920. 704-821-6920. Quality Comfort Heating and Air Conditioning. Quality you can count on, comfort you can enjoy.
This is your home for the NFL.
When you can't get open against Richard Sherman, you can't pull a guy's hair, man. I don't care how long it is. I don't care if it flows down to his booty. If you can't get open, you just can't get open.
Chris Carter.
Under no circumstances as a wide receiver, you can't pull a man's hair in a football game. Pierre Garçon, come on, man.
CeCe, part of Mike and Mike's NFL team.
Mike and Mike on Charlotte's new sports radio alternative, ESPN.
Hey, folks, I'm Ray Terry, Al Metal Dryer Vent Man. Al Metal Man, they call me. I fix dryer vents. If your dryer's giving you a problem, chances are it's the vent. No, I take that back. 90% of the time, it's the vent. Hey, folks, call me, 704-846-8368. All Metal Dryer Vent Corporation. We will save you money, make your home safer, and, hey, your dryer will work forever. Call us, 704-846-8368.
Let me ask you, how does your home feel inside? If your answer is, it feels absolutely perfect, then you've obviously already talked to Quality Comfort Heating and Air Conditioning. But if your answer was anything less, it's time to call Quality Comfort Heating and Air Conditioning for an innovative new Lennox home comfort system. Even if your answer was pretty darn good or okay, there's still some room for improvement with a Lennox system from Quality Comfort Heating and Air Conditioning. And if your answer was, eh, it feels all right, then why are you still listening to me? You need to get on the phone with Quality Comfort Heating and Air Conditioning at 704-821-6920 now, or visit them on the web at qualitycomfortnc.com, because otherwise, you're missing out on the feeling of perfect air, air kept at the ideal temperature and humidity every second of the day, every day of the year, filling every square inch of your home. Get the perfect air from the professionals at Quality Comfort Heating and Air Conditioning at 704-821-6920. Quality Comfort Heating and Air Conditioning. Quality you can count on, comfort you can enjoy.
Football season is here, and there's no better place to talk about the big games than right here on the Sports Sound Off Show. Hey, it's JT, your host, reminding you to get up early with me on Sunday mornings and sound off. We'll talk about the big Saturday that was in college football and look ahead to the big Carolina Panther game as we get you ready for your football Sunday. Get interactive with the radio show. Tweet me your bang bang of the week at JT Sounds Off. It's never too early to talk football. Set your alarm Sunday mornings at 7 as JT Sounds Off on ESPN 730.
Covering it all, from the players who play the games to the stories that surround them, you're listening to JT Sounding Off on ESPN Radio 730 Charlotte and the ESPN Radio app.
Yeah. Shorty, I know what you need. I got everything you need. I ain't gonna hold out neither. I'm gonna give it all to you, baby. Swear to God. Bust it.
Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. I know what you want.
Right, this is perhaps my favorite ESPN commercial. And there's a number of them, but this is, if you haven't seen this one, Busta Rhymes' Mariah Carey song, played behind the Pro Bowlers of the PBA, just rocking it out, giving a little bit of a status, if you will, to the Pro Bowl Association. Good to have you guys back inside the Sports Sound-Off Show here on ESPN 730. And with that, we'll go to the Sound-Off Hotline and say a good morning to Connor Pickford of Charlotte, North Carolina, who's a Pro Bowler and making his big television debut later today on ESPN. Connor, welcome to the Sports Sound-Off Show with JT here on ESPN Radio 730 Charlotte. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Good to have you inside the program today. Congratulations, my man. It's your big debut here today. A little nervous, I got to believe?
Yeah, there's definitely a little nerves associated with it.
But a lot of excitement, I think, as well. I got to also believe that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, with it being my first time on TV, it's something I dreamed about as I was growing up, and it's definitely a dream come true today.
How many people have you tweeted, texted, emailed, made the phone calls out to? Is there a laundry list of friends and family that you're just like, hey, you got to turn the TV on ESPN. I'm going to be on ESPN. Oh, my God, I'm going to be on ESPN.
I mean, the PBA does a really good job of keeping us doing photo shoots and giving us advertisements, and they email us a bunch of stuff that we could share and like on Facebook and Twitter. And, you know, they do a really good job getting it out there so that we can tell our friends and family, you know, hey, make sure you tune in.
That is so cool. Connor Pickford here, signing off with JT on ESPN Radio 730 Charlotte. All right, Connor, so you're 22 years old, a young kid here pretty much still. How long you been into the bowling?
I picked up my professional bowler's card when I was about 18. So it's been a few years. It's been a long 3 to 4 years, you know, kind of working my way up through the ranks and bowling in the regional level, competing against some guys there that bowl on the national tour, and then a few years ago trying my luck for the first time on the national tour, and then just continuing to bowl the same national events and working my way up, so to speak.
All right, so you got your pro bowling card when you were 18, but I got to imagine it started when you were even younger. At one point, did you pick up a bowling ball and say, this is what I want to do?
I started getting pretty seriously competitive about it when I was about 11 or 12.
Very cool. And what was that like? Were you just out of the lanes there and you noticed that you got it, or was it a family member who sat you down and said, maybe this is something you should look at professionally?
My family was actually growing up bowlers. My dad's a professional bowler, and his dad was a professional bowler as well. And my brother was a big bowler, and he, I don't know, it's just kind of a family thing. My dad always did it, and I grew up doing it, and it was a fun family thing that we could all do. And then I started getting a little more serious about it because I was pretty good at it, and just took it from there.
All right, so you're taking place in the Viper Championship today, and I'm trying to do my homework last night on the different lanes and the different tournaments you guys have. For our listeners out there who are new to bowling, give us some sort of an idea, because I see a number of different lanes as far as, you know, like you're playing in the Viper Championship today. What is that, basically?
The different named championships are the different oil patterns that we bowl on. For some people that don't know that, there are oil machines that spread the oil out across the lanes differently, different lengths of different feet of oil, different volumes. There's also different kinds of oil that affect it. And the one that I made the show on was the Viper Championship, which is the pattern is 39 feet in length, and it's called the Viper pattern.
And what other tournaments have you played in with, as far as like different patterns go? Maybe what was an easier pattern, or what was the hardest pattern?
At the World Series of Bowling, which is where I made the telecast on the Viper, we had a few different patterns we bowled on. We bowled on the Cheetah pattern, which is 35 feet, the Viper pattern, which is 37 feet, the Chameleon pattern, which is 39 feet, and then you had the Scorpion pattern, which is 47 feet. The Scorpion seems to be the one that I struggle on a little bit more. The shorter patterns I tend to do a little better on.
Connor Pickford sounding off with JT here on the Sports Sound Off Show. All right, so I'm looking at your Twitter handle. By the way, you guys can tweet him, follow him on Twitter, @CPickford. Again, @CPickford to follow Connor Pickford. And I'm digging the outfit, my man. How'd you come across the pink and the teal? Because being from South Florida, that's right in my color pattern. Love the vibrant colors. So is that something your choice, or was that like a sponsor?
We have a company called High Five that makes all of our jerseys for the telecast, and I was kind of working on a design with one of the ladies from High Five, and I told her I wanted something that was bright and vibrant, and I liked the color pink because I always wear pink when I bowl in honor of my mom. She passed away of breast cancer about 12, 13 years ago, and it's just something I always do. It's a little thing. I always wear pink, and I figured wearing a pink jersey on the show was pretty fitting.
That's an awesome story. Excellent story. How do you come across picking your ball? I saw that you are working with a company as far as ball selection there.
I'm actually on staff with a company called Motive Bowling, and it just really depends on what balls you feel are the best match for that pattern. I mean, each pattern we bowl on calls for different equipment. Same as golf. You know, if you're 200 yards away, it could be a different club. If you're 100 yards away, it could be a different club. It's the same thing in bowling. We have different technology and different bowling balls.
Ever, like, get into a tournament, start with a ball, and then say, this just isn't working, and then you have to switch it up?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you could throw a different ball. You could throw four or five different balls in one game. It just depends on you know, the way the oil is transitioning and the way it moves around on the lane.
How about if you're feeling the groove? Are you sticking with the ball throughout the entire game?
More than likely, if a ball starts to strike and it keeps striking, you want to stay in that ball as long as you can.
Connor, I got a question for you. What are some of your pre-tournament rituals? How do you get warmed up?
Well, I definitely have a series of stretches that I have to do. You know, when we qualify, we usually bowl at least 7 or 8 games in a row with no break. And, you know, I've got ways that I have to tape up my hands and protect myself and protect my fingers and my thumb. And there's just things that I do that pretty much gets you in the mindset ready. I usually listen to some music. I've always got music playing in my head anytime I'm bowling just so I can stay in rhythm and stay in time.
I got to imagine your dad was probably somebody that you looked up to, especially since he was a professional bowler as well. But is there a professional bowler out there outside of family that you looked up to or maybe that you kind of mold your game after?
I can say that probably my current roommate, his name is Richie Allen. He goes by Dick Allen. We spent a lot of time together. He kind of took me under his wing about 5 years ago and, you know, noticed I had talent and said he wanted to work with me, and he's really helped me out a lot as far as where I've gotten to today. And me and him, he lives in Columbia. He's only about an hour and a half away. Occasionally I'll go down there and practice on a weekday. And, you know, I've learned a lot from him, and he's learned a lot from the game.
Give us an idea, Connor Pickford here with JT on the Sports Sign Off Show. Give us an idea. What's a bowling season like? Like, how many tournaments do you play in? Is there a certain minimum amount that you have to play in? Any regulations there, or is it just pretty much whenever you can get up to a tournament and that's how it goes?
Yeah, that's pretty much how it is. Whenever you can go, you can go. The World Series of Bowling is a week and a half long event. That's usually in the end of October, early November. And that starts the season, then there's usually a break until January. I'm actually leaving out to go up to Green Bay, Wisconsin. There's 2 tournaments up there starting in the end of January, and they run all the way through the middle of February, so I'll be gone for about a month. There's 3 tournaments in a row. After that, there's about a week-long break, and then there's another event down in Florida, and then it's pretty consecutive. You get about a week or so off, and then, you know, you're bouncing around across the U.S. There's also tournaments overseas on the World 10-Pin Bowling Association. They go hand in hand with the PBA because a lot of the overseas guys have come over here and they've become stars on the U.S.'s professional bowler tour. And we've done the same thing and gone over there and became stars on the World 10-Pin Bowling Association.
Is there a city in that you have been to where, like, people just know who you are or just know the pro bowlers and everybody's just going crazy? Have you experienced that yet?
Yeah, I haven't experienced it yet, but I've heard the Japan Cup. Anytime the American bowlers come over to Japan, they're treated like rock stars. And they're absolutely widely known celebrities.
That's fantastic.
That's awesome.
So cool. Connor Pickford. Signing off with JT on the Sports Sign-Off Show, ESPN 730, ESPN730.com. All right, I want to play a little game with you, a little fill-in-the-blank, if you will. I was looking up some fantasy bowling during our pre-show meeting, and I was actually surprised to find that there was fantasy bowling, which is pretty cool. I don't know why I was surprised, because there's pretty much fantasy everything as far as sports goes, but fantasy bowling is happening. So, are you drafting yourself, or are you drafting Pete Weber?
I'd say I'd have to draft Pete Weber. I mean, he's one of the greatest of all time. He's somebody that you know is going to perform. It's like picking up a good quarterback. You know they're going to get you points that week.
And for those of our listeners who don't know who Pete Weber is, give us an idea. Is Pete Weber like the Peyton Manning of football?
I mean, he definitely put bowling on the map, I want to say, you know, in the early 80s. To the late 80s, when he was making his way out there, he brought an energy to the sport that was considered different. I mean, it was always a classy sport, and you know, coming through the 50s and 60s and 70s, it was always a quiet, classy sport. And Pete Weber brought, you know, his sunglasses to the telecast and his crazy antics to the telecast, and it really changed the face of bowling, kind of, so to speak.
Your walk-up music song of choice would be what? If you had the choice to choose a song to walk out to?
We actually did have to choose a song, and mine is Let It Rock by Kevin Rudolph.
Nice. That's a good song. That's a good song. We're big music fans here on the Sports Sound Off Show with our bumpers going to break and coming back from break. So I believe we have played that one before. What made you choose that one? Is it just kind of a good groove to it?
I was just kind of talking to my friends about it and thinking of one that hasn't been used before. And somebody threw it out there, and I said, that's actually a pretty good song, and I've never heard anybody use it. So I think I'm going to go with that one.
All right, I wouldn't be here today without my blank.
I'd say without my father.
Excellent. Good stuff. And then the final one here, fill in the blank with Connor Pickford. In 5 years, you imagine yourself to be doing what?
Hopefully traveling more often, being able to go overseas and bowl as well, and hopefully still on staff at the same company. Motive is a staff that it's a company that believes in me and a company that I believe in and the equipment. It's only a 5 or 6 year old company, but what we've done in the industry of bowling in the last 2 years has been remarkable.
How close are you to joining the PBA, the league, as they call it? I know there's a certain amount of points that you have to have. Where are you at in terms of that?
Right now I'm inside the top 50 after the World Series. We've got this year's season that's about to kick off with this swing up north.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as it's over, that's going to be a good chunk of the schedule that's gone by. So probably by the end of August, September, I'll know whether I'm going to stay in the top 50 in the points. And if I do, then I could be eligible to be drafted in the league.
Really enjoyed having you on the program, my man. Best of luck to you today. Congratulations on your big television debut once again. Have fun out there, and go kick some butt, all right? Thanks, Connor.
Thank you. I really appreciate you having me.
Anytime. Look, I'll keep track of you, and we'll hook up with you down the road. Happy holidays to you.
All right. Thank you very much.
You all too. Right, guys. Connor Pickford. You guys can follow him on Twitter at C. Pickford. Again, on Twitter at C. Pickford. Really enjoyed the conversation there. Absolutely. If you haven't seen this commercial, Connor Pickford needs to be in this commercial. All right, he is rocking it out.
I know what you need. I got everything you need.
Good stuff. Connor Pickford making his national television debut today. ESPN at 1 p.m. Eastern time. You guys can see him out there again and on Twitter at C. Pickford. Really enjoyed the conversation there. We'll take a quick time out here on the program. Come back on the other side. Lots more to come to, especially my thoughts on Michigan or the Raiders. Why is it even a question? Really? I'll help you out, Harbaugh. Other side, 2 minutes. I'm back. JT signing off. This is the Sports Sound Off Show, ESPN 730. The Sports Sound Off is brought to you by
Quality Comfort Heating and Air, every neighborhood and every backyard. Call us today, 704-821-6920.
ESPN Radio and The Herd.
There's a direct correlation between who takes the draft day serious and who doesn't. Everybody that does wins, and everybody that doesn't win as much.
Colin Cowherd.
Yeah, dog.
The Herd with Colin Cowherd on ESPN 730.
How does your home feel inside? If you said it feels absolutely perfect, then you've obviously heard of Quality Comfort Heating and Air Conditioning. But if you said anything less, it's time to call Quality Comfort Heating and Air Conditioning today at 704-821-6920 or visit them on the web at qualitycomfortnc.com. Then you'll have a home filled with air at the ideal temperature and humidity every second of the day, every day of the year. Get a new Lennox system from Quality Comfort Heating and Air Conditioning at 704-821-6920.
Hey, sports fans, JT here from the Sports Sound Off Show, reminding you that when the mic goes off inside the studio, that doesn't mean we take a timeout. That's right, the sports conversation keeps rolling, and you guys can be a part of it simply by liking the show on Facebook. That's right, like the Sports Sound Off page, can stay current to what we're sounding off on throughout the week. You can also follow us on Twitter at JT Sounds Off as we keep the conversation rolling with you, the sports fans. Love to hear from you. Tweet us at JT Sounds Off or Sound Off via the Sports Sound Off on Facebook.
Hey, it's JT, and as loyal listeners of the show, you guys know that I give up my bang bang of the week every week right here on the Sports Sound Off Show. Well, we've been fortunate enough to hook up with guests like Mike and Mike's Mike Greenberg, also Izzy Gutierrez from Around the Horn, Greg Anthony from TNT Sports, and Casey Stern from MLB Network Radio. They've all joined us to sound off right here on the program, but also to give their bang bang right here on the Sports Sound Off Show. All right, Greeny, who gets your bang bang of the week?
My bang bang to Adam Wainwright, who not only is doing it at the plate, but obviously doing it brilliantly on the mound.
Is your Gutierrez from Around the Horn sounding off? Who you got for your bang bang?
To Steph for breaking that single season 3-point record. It's just phenomenal. And he's actually probably my favorite player in the league to watch.
Casey Stern from MLB Network Radio sounding off here in the program. All right, my man, you had a walk-off home run with your bang-bang last year. Who gets your 2013 preseason MLB bang-bang this year?
I'm going to go Matt Harvey because of the performance that he gave, but if I gave you Cespedes last year, then I got to go with something of that ilk, and I'm giving you Matt Moore.
Greg Anthony from TNT Sports, can you sound off with your bang-bang?
Oh, no doubt. I'd have to give it to Tim Duncan.
You guys can join the conversation as well. Sound off with your bang bang anytime throughout the week. You can tweet me at JT Sounds Off or post on our Facebook wall. We'd love to hear from you. More importantly, we'd love to hear your bang bang of the week. The Sports Sound Off Show with JT. Your team, your voice, your show. Sound off. All right, good to have Connor Pickford on the program as he makes his television debut. Again, you guys can see him. He's a Charlotte native right here in our backyard making his TV debut in the Pro Bowlers Association, 1 p.m. today on ESPN. Back inside the Sports Sign Off Show, JT signing off on ESPN 730. Don't forget, you guys can stay connected to what I'm sounding off on throughout the week on Twitter at JT Sounds Off. Also, follow on Facebook and get interactive. Sports Sound Off page there, as well as at JT Sounds Off on Facebook too. So love to hear from you anytime. That's so cool. You go to Japan and everybody's like, all of a sudden you're like a rock star. These Pro Bowlers, you know, show up there and it's getting real crazy. Girls are throwing their underwear on the stage on the floor. I don't know if it gets that crazy. I don't know. Told KB we're having a Pro Bowler on the show today, and he was excited. What's coming on, Victor Cruz? Settle down, Pro Bowler. Bowling. Yes, bowling. You were pumped up, weren't you, man?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nice job by you as well, throwing out the really good question there. So good to have Connor Pickford on. Best of luck to him today. Really enjoyed the conversation. Really enjoyed it. All right. Jim Harbaugh making a big decision. And look, it wasn't pretty yesterday, right? Blowing the big lead there against the San Diego Chargers. San Francisco obviously not going to the playoffs, so didn't really mean much for them except for the embarrassment of losing that ball game. But the big decision for him now is, does he stay in the National Football League and go coach the Oakland Raiders, or does he accept Nick Saban-type money to go coach the Michigan Wolverines? And look, I know Michigan has been down. This isn't the same Michigan team from 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. I get it. But it is the same Oakland Raiders, right? I mean, last time I checked, the Silver and Black have been the Silver and Black since Gruden left. And even those years were just short-lived. So I don't know what the whole big discussion is here. I mean, I get it. We all have to think things over in life and make those big decisions. You know, are we willing to pick up the family and move to go and, make more money, get a better job or a better lifestyle? Sometimes you got to make that big change. And there's a lot of stress behind those big decisions. But in the case of Jim Harbaugh, I just don't see it. I don't know where the stress is in terms of deciding between the Raiders and Michigan. Look, if he stays with the Raiders, yes, he gets to stay in the National Football League. And that's good. That's what a lot of coaches want. But for some coaches, it just doesn't work out. And in the case of Harbaugh, it has worked out. He's had some good success with the 49ers recently, especially obviously getting to the Super Bowl. So the success has been there. We're not getting to... Harbaugh get to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I had a brain fart there. I'm like, wait a minute. I hear myself in my ear. I'm like, wait a minute. Correction? No correction needed. So getting to the Super Bowl, point is, sure, he's had the success there. But why go three steps back in life? And that's what would happen if he takes a job with the Oakland Raiders. Why take that step back when, in my mind, you could take a step forward by coaching a team, accepting a job to coach a team like the Michigan football program? I mean, you're there in the Big Ten. Your biggest challenge is who?
Urban Meyer and Ohio State.
Urban Meyer and Ohio State. Who's next? I don't see it. I really don't see it. It's up for grabs, number two. And look, obviously you don't want to be number two. Your main goal is to be number one. I just don't think that Michigan is that far off. I mean, the things that he could do at Michigan versus the things that he could do with the Oakland Raiders are leaps and bounds on different sides of the planet. I mean, let's be honest. What's the best case scenario he can get to with the Oakland Raiders? Maybe 500. Maybe.
But they would love him for that.
Sure, they would love him, but at some point, the heat's getting turned back up in the kitchen, is it not? The heat is going to be on once again. All right, great, you got us to 500. What's next, Harbaugh? And in the National Football League, they don't give you that much time. They don't give you that much time to be successful. It's win now or win in year two, otherwise you're out. I mean, how long did the most recent coach for the Raiders, how long did he last? 10 weeks? it just didn't seem fair.
Who was it, Doug Marrone?
It just didn't seem fair is my point because, look, it's the Oakland Raiders. You're going to need more time than what he was given. Absolutely. And look, I'm sure Harbaugh is going to have that conversation with the Oakland Raiders and their organization. I mean, they're going to do everything in their power to make sure that they get Harbaugh. His decision is the Oakland Raiders, and he would love nothing more, I got to believe, than to go to the Raiders and stick it to the San Francisco 49ers right there on the West Coast. Would love nothing more. But I think it's going to be quite an uphill battle if he chooses the Oakland Raiders as opposed to going to Michigan. And sure, there's going to be some growing pains with Michigan. He's not just going to show up on campus and then suddenly he's going to put Michigan back on the map. No, I'm not going there with that. But my point is, 2 or 3 years after recruiting there at Michigan, by the time he comes to year four, and he'll be granted that fourth year, by the time he comes to year four and finally gets his recruits in there, I'm hard pressed to believe that he wouldn't be successful, that Michigan wouldn't be in the conversation, and Wolverines and Buckeyes isn't a rivalry that we start talking about again instead of one that we have forgotten about.
JT, maybe you can help me comprehend this. In a win-now league, winning is the only thing that matters.
Uh-huh.
Who do the 49ers think that they're going to get that's better than Jim Harbaugh?
Somebody help me out. I don't know.
I mean,
I'm speechless. I don't know. And that's a good point because I think the 49ers are making a huge mistake by letting Harbaugh go. Huge mistake. I mean, if you're management, Harbaugh's my guy, and I'm telling the players to grow up. Are you kidding me? You're upset because you don't like the way he coaches, the way his demeanor in practice? Was he yelling at you too much? You see what happened when players run through Bill Belichick? They don't make it. You can either cut it or you don't. And if you can't make it in Bill Belichick's organization, then you're not there. So I'm a little bit confused as to what the 49ers were thinking here. And that's a good question, KB, because I don't know who they would bring in there next.
Like, are they just doing it so that Jay Glazer's reporting will end up being correct? It's the only thing I can think of.
The 49ers will be fine. At the end of the day, they'll be just fine. They'll find a coach. I understand that. I mean, this is the historic organization. Young, Rice, Montana, the list goes on. Clark, Taylor. So while the list goes on, I know that they'll be just fine. They'll find another coach, and they'll find an adequate coach, and they'll get back on the map. But I think they have a really good coach in Harbaugh there, and they need to figure out how to make it work. Because you know, you're going to take some steps back yourself as an organization and trying to find a new coach in there, but it pretty much looks like all signs are pointing in the direction that he will not return next year. So the big question for Harbaugh then is, do I stay in the National Football League and go to the Oakland Raiders? Or how about this? Is there a way that he gets a better offer? Is there a better offer out there for him? I mean, being a West Coast guy, I know the Raiders for him is probably the ideal situation. It's got to be. I don't see another team out there unless the Chargers miss the playoffs and they fire their coach. I don't see that happening, though. I don't see another West Coast job becoming available for Harbaugh out there.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that if he goes to Michigan, or do you think this is going to affect his decision, that it's becoming tougher to recruit to colder weather areas?
No. No. How is Urban Meyer doing it? He's recruiting just fine over there at Ohio State. As a matter of fact, he's got a whole chest full of quarterbacks that he can't figure out which one to play.
He's cloning quarterbacks there.
Yeah, so he's doing just fine. All of a sudden, that's the SEC team there in the Ohio State Buckeyes. So Urban Meyer going to Columbus and doing an incredible job. No, it's not going to be difficult for Harbaugh to come in there. I mean, there's the family name is there with Michigan. He's got that attached. So he's already got that working for him. I mean, which kid wouldn't want to go play football for Harbaugh at Michigan?
It's cold.
I mean, 6 years, $48 million. Stop with the cold stuff. Stop.
It's cold. Stop the team's not good right now.
You're going to go sit out in the cold for the rest of the show. What do you mean it's cold? Kids don't care if it's cold. They don't care. It's football. Sure, it's cold. They don't care about that. But 6 years, $48 million. I mean, he hasn't done anything. He's got a great last name, and there's some history behind it. But, you know, desperate times calls for desperate contract offers. And I don't blame Michigan for throwing that kind of money at him, $48 million.
Do you think he can get more? Do you think he can leverage more out of Michigan?
Absolutely. I mean, who else is on the list, KB? There is nobody on the list. There is no list. The list doesn't exist for Michigan. It's Harbaugh or nothing. I mean, can you imagine if he says, I'm going to the Oakland Raiders? What does that say for the Michigan football program? Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? We couldn't get Harbaugh. Why? What happened? A big-time coaching job in the NFL? No, he took the Oakland Raiders job. Ah, that's so laughable. Are you kidding me? Losing Harbaugh to the Raiders? I just don't see the appeal there. And I'm sorry, Oakland. I don't mean to offend you. I got plenty of buddies who are Raider fans. But the fact of the matter is, nobody's jumping at the bit to coach your organization. And the only reason why Harbaugh wants to coach you in your organization is because he wants to stay in the National Football League. That's why he's giving it consideration.
He would have stuff to build around there. They have Derek Carr, Khalil Mack.
Yeah, there are pieces in place. But I think it's going to be a lot easier to recruit at Michigan, despite some of the most recent down years, than it is going to be able to get free agents. Guys who are making big dollars who want to win Super Bowls, to get them to come to the Oakland Raiders franchise. See, with the Raiders, if they lose out on Harbaugh, what do? They call up John Gruden and say, all right, Gruden, are you tired of sitting next to Mike Tirico on Monday night? Because we got a good job for you and we got a whole lot of money. If you're Michigan, what do? You got to have some assistant take the job? Call Lou Holtz, see if he wants to come out of retirement? Yeah, the options are not, like I said, there is no
Lou
list.
Lou Holtz.
What's that?
I said Lou Holtz.
Yeah. There's no list. So if it's me, it's a no-brainer. I'm already on the next flight, especially after last night. That was just an embarrassment. I'm on the next flight out to Michigan. 6 years, $48 million. And the argument against it is, oh, the recruiting. You got to get on the recruiting trail. It's a 365-day a job. There are no days off in college football. I get it. But you have to think about your future and what decision you want to make and what lifestyle you want to live. I mean, I'd accept the challenge to build up the Michigan football program than I would to live in misery as the head coach of the Oakland Raiders.
I mean, he would have full control of everything at Michigan. And he's, we all know Jim Harbaugh to be on the kooky side. He needs and it would really like that control factor.
The kooky side would work with the Raiders too. It would work there.
Yeah.
It would work. Absolutely.
Wouldn't have to move the family either.
Tweet me at JT Sounds Off. Are you guys taking the Michigan job or are you taking the Raider job? I don't even know why this is a question. I mean, I could see why, obviously, with the down years of the Michigan football program, but they're in the Big Ten. They're not stuck in the SEC. They're not stuck having to climb their way out from the bottom of the ladder. They're at the bottom of the Big Ten, and it takes one decent year that will suddenly transform that football program into a top contender in the Big Ten in the years to follow that. Seems like a no-brainer to me. Gotta take my final timeout here on the program. Milk carton on the other side. Coming up, there's getting run out of the gym, and then there's, well, what happened to UCLA yesterday. Oh, stay tuned for that. Plus the bang bang of the week. Use the hashtag bang bang and tweet me at JT Sounds Off. Back with more after a quick timeout.
Get a new Lennox system from Quality Comfort Heating and Air Conditioning and fill your home with air that's the ideal temperature and humidity every second of the day, every day of the year. Call Quality Comfort Heating and Air Conditioning at 704-821-6920. 704-821-6920. Quality Comfort Heating and Air Conditioning. Quality you can count on, comfort you can enjoy.
Mike and Mike.
So obviously you don't like the committee rankings.
Where would you get that impression? I'm delirious with them.
I think it is an absolute joke that they are number four.
Winning the game is the objective.
That should always be first.
Jaws, I have really good news for you. Even though the Raiders beat you on the field, a committee has decided they think that you are actually the better team, so they're going to award you the Super Bowl championship.
I will accept that immediately. Thank you very much, committee.
Mike and Mike. Mike and Mike on Charlotte's new sports radio alternative. ESPN 730.
Let me ask you, how does your home feel inside? If your answer is, it feels absolutely perfect, then you've obviously already talked to Quality Comfort Heating and Air Conditioning. But if your answer was anything less, it's time to call Quality Comfort Heating and Air Conditioning for an innovative new Lennox home comfort system. Even if your answer was pretty darn good or okay, there's still some room for improvement with a Lennox system from Quality Comfort Heating and Air Conditioning. And if your answer was, eh, it feels all right, then why are you still listening to me? You need to get on the phone with Quality Comfort Heating and Air Conditioning at 704-821-6920 now, or visit them on the web at qualitycomfortnc.com, because otherwise, you're missing out on the feeling of perfect air, air kept at the ideal temperature and humidity every second of the day. Every day of the year, filling every square inch of your home. Get the perfect air from the professionals at Quality Comfort Heating and Air Conditioning at 704-821-6920. Quality Comfort Heating and Air Conditioning. Quality you can count on, comfort you can enjoy.
This is Vince Carter, a North Carolina Tar Heel for life. You listen to the Sports Sound Off with JT. You don't know about it, learn about it.
Covering it all from the players who play the games to the stories that surround them, you're listening to JT Sounding Off on ESPN Radio 730 Charlotte and the ESPN Radio app.
Hey, go ahead and take the job with the Oakland Raiders, Harbaugh. Go ahead. 2 years later, they'll be talking about John Gruden again. Let me know how that's working out for you. JT signing off back on ESPN 730, ESPN730.com. All right, six-pack of NFL picks, KB, as we get rolling here. 3-3 a week ago. Trying to finish strong. I can't believe only 2 weeks remaining in the NFL regular season. We'll roll out our six-pack right here, right now.
To be or not to be, that is the question.
Lions, Bears. Clawson starting for Chicago. That's just hilarious. Jay Cutler got benched to Jimmy Clawson. What do we got, KB?
The Lions haven't beaten the Bears consecutively since 1973.
Well, you know what they say about history. It's meant to come to an end at some point. Lions given 8 points. Go ahead, give 18. I'll take Detroit with the 8 points, of course. Steelers hosting the Chiefs.
Steelers are averaging 425 yards a game and putting up 33 points.
Pittsburgh's in control of their own destiny. Win today and they're in the playoffs. I think being at home is going to play a huge factor. They're giving 2.5 points to Kansas City. I'll take Pittsburgh and the points, or give the points, I should say. Carolina welcomes Johnny Football, the Charlotte. Panthers given 4 points.
The Browns only ran 38 plays last week and crossed the 50-yard line one time. I think the Panthers might be okay.
Yeah, I think they're going to be okay. Give the four. Carolina needs this game to set up a big matchup next week against Atlanta. I'll take the Panthers. Ravens, Texans.
The Ravens control their own destiny. The Texans need a lot of help.
Yeah, they're not going to get it today. Running into a really good Ravens team. I think they're starting to really get into their groove right now. Ravens given 5 points. Give me B more. Seahawks, Cardinals, Sunday Night Football.
Ryan Lindley has just been terrible when he's played, and the Seahawks have lost their last 6 of 7 in Arizona. That might help him out.
Yeah, with a third-string quarterback, I just think the Seahawks are going to feast on that one. Given 7.5, a little bit of a big number because of that Cardinals defense, but I'll take Seattle here as they got their sights set on the number one seed in the NFC. Final game of the six-pack, Denver Broncos at the Cincinnati Bengals on Monday Night Football.
Peyton Manning is 8-0 versus the Bengals, and the Bengals are terrible in primetime. Dalton is 2-6, and he has a 19.4 quarterback rating.
Broncos are giving 3.5. I'll take Denver on the road on Monday night. All right, it's time for the Milk Carton Award. Am I, eh? Well, let's give it out. Why not? Forget about the other nominees. Let's just go straight to the headliner today. Why not? UCLA hoops against Kentucky. Did you witness that game? Well, let's fill you in on some of the juicy information. Kentucky scored the first 24 points of the game. Wildcats football team hasn't scored the first 24 points in a game since 2009. Bruins managed just 7 points in the first half. Yeah, 7 points in the first half. Down 41-7 at halftime. Unbelievable.
Did the Bruins put their women's team out there by accident?
No, I think the women's team would have done a lot better job.
A lot better.
Would have done a lot better job. Other teams have scored just 7 points and a half of a basketball game. Savannah State, and I didn't even know they had a basketball team at Savannah State. How about this intriguing stat? We'll make it your in-the-know stat of the day for your Monday morning water cooler talk. UCLA Bruins, 7 points at halftime. Kentucky, 9 blocks. Had more blocks than UCLA had points. Put them on the back of the milk carton. What a mess. Give me a bang bang of the week.
You ready, JT?
Bang bang.
Bang bang.
Bang bang.
All right, bang bang of the week. I thought about putting AJ Preller in there. He's done a phenomenal job with the San Diego Padres as general manager in such a short time. But I'm going to go with Portland Trailblazers Damian Lillard. Scored a career-high 43 points, including 16 after regulation, as the Trailblazers handed San Antonio their second consecutive defeat in triple overtime by rallying for a 129-119 victory. But here's the more impressive thing for Lillard. He leads the NBA with 11 game-tying or go-ahead field goals in the final 15 seconds of the fourth quarter or overtime in the last three seasons. He had two of those on Friday night. The kid is money. Write the name down. Follow him on Twitter. Do what you got to do. Just get in the know. Bang, bang, Damian Lillard. I say bang, bang to you guys. Really appreciate you hanging out here. Thank you again to Connor Pickford for coming on the program. You guys can see him at 1 o'clock on ESPN. Have a fantastic holiday season out there. Merry Christmas to you and yours. KB, thanks, my man. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
We'll be back next week right here on ESPN 730. JT sounding off. Yes!
Woo!
Where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright. The the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikilikimaka is the wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Melikilikimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day.
This is Vince Carter, a North Carolina Tar Heel for life. You listen to the Sports Sound Off with JT. You don't know about it, learn about it.
The Sports Sound Off Show with JT. Your team, your voice, your show. Sound off.